Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome to the KE Report. This is kind of an offshoot of KER Politics, talking about, though more, what I would have to say, KER self-improvement. I have Dr. Chuck Page on the line with me right now. You know, Chuck, in my particular world right now, we have a lot of very unhappy people. All people do when they turn on the television, when they read their newspapers, is hear about fatal shootings in cities all around the country. We're getting fatal shootings in our area. That is depressing people. People are very unhappy about what's going on with the current administration, the way they are, for lack of better terms. Dealing with what's going on in the economy, both from an economic standpoint and also from a societal standpoint. From an economic standpoint, people are very concerned right now. From a societal standpoint, people in my neck of the woods are very concerned, and I know my listeners are very concerned right now. How do you deal with that, Chuck?
Wow, that is $1 million question. I can let me answer this very simply. You know, everyone needs something to do. They need a purpose. They need someone to love. They need someone to invest their lives in. And they need something to hope for. And I think if we focus on those things, I mean, the people that I see who seem to thrive in their challenges are people who have all of those things. You know, we have something to do. We have a purpose in life. We have something to hope for, and we have someone to love. And so I think as we do that, I think often we can deal with our depression and deal with all the other crazy stuff that we're seeing, you know, in the media and what's happening in our culture. So, you know, for example, I know a person, he's a very close friend, and he doesn't have any purpose. He sits around all day long and he gets on his, you know, his device and lives in this virtual world instead of finding something to do, whatever that may be, a hobby or, you know, and he doesn't really have necessarily anybody to invest in. You know, it's all kind of self-focused. I think, you know, if we can just do those two things, you know, begin to find somebody that we can invest in, that we can encourage, that we can whatever, somehow make their day better, even with our words or anything simple, I think that begins to help us to begin to look outward instead of inward. You know, of course, you know, me being a Christian, I know that I have the ultimate hope. You know, my faith in God gives me hope that, you know, even though things may seem kind of messy right now, in the long term, in the big picture, it's all going to be okay. It's kind of like sometimes watching a sports game, you know, and you maybe one that's already been pre-recorded, you know the outcome, you know who's going to win, but you're in the middle of a game watching your team really make some big mistakes, and you're wondering how it's all going to match out. And I think we have to sometimes take a step back and look at the end outcome, and knowing that, at least from my worldview and from what I know to be true, it's going to be okay because God's in control.
Well, I have to tell you, that's the one thing that's helping me right now. I was a little bit taken aback when you said you got to have somebody to love. I just lost the person who I loved for 47 yep. years, you know, and yes, what sir. what I have done is, and I think your faith is really important in the sense that you have to realize that God is in control and that the Lord really does not want us to be unhappy. In the Bible, it states both in the Old Testament and the New Testament, God wants us to prosper and be happy. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, I mean, just think about this, though, Al. You've had a huge life change. And, I mean, you know, once again, a relationship that you've had for years. But yet, in a sense, you're making positive steps. I mean, you're here doing this radio show encouraging people. You're finding someone to love, you know, and I think that's the key. You know, often, you know, when we go through any kind of loss, you know, even what's happening in our culture, or, you know, people with feel like they're losing control of just everything, you know.
Right.
When we focus on finding someone else to invest in and someone else to love, you know, it really helps us emotionally. I mean, that's the great thing about Christianity is real. So when we have this hope and we invest this in folks, you know, I think our days are a little brighter, and just like what you're doing, you know, yeah, you went through a difficult life change, man, just a tough life experience, but you're still finding a way to give a little something, you know. And as we, and that's the dynamic of faith. As we give of ourselves, we get a little back. You know, not that that's our motive to do that, but we do get things back. We do get a little encouragement. We do get the feeling of satisfaction and purpose and stuff.
I totally agree, Chuck. You know, I actually love the bloggers on my who are associated with the radio show. I have been away from them for a month or so simply because I am trying to get my emotional life straightened out after having lost my wife. But I have to say, I'm going to be back with those guys and gals for one simple reason, and that is because I love them, and I hope that this particular blog gives them the ability to vent emotionally with what they're unhappy about and to give some ideas that would make them happier, for lack of better terms, because they know they are accomplishing something. In spite of the fact that the news is pretty bleak right now, they know that they are accomplishing something. They are putting their opinion out there and very definitely accomplishing, at least giving people ideas what they can do to chip in and help make society better. Chuck, I have to tell you, and I'm going to give the mic back to you here. I have to tell you, I don't even watch the evening news anymore. It has gotten to be so depressing, in my opinion. You got the last word, sir. We've got 2 minutes here.
Show me your focus, I'll show you your future. And so often, we get so focused on the media and, you know, kind of the reality that we're trying to create, and we just need to go back to the basics, I believe. You know, once again, we all need something to do, we all need someone to love, and we all need something to hope for. And so, you know, that's, I think, what life is really about. And so maybe it means, you know, and I've learned this with my family too, I mean, I have limited time, turning off the TV and not watching a movie and just sitting down and just talking, or writing a letter, or texting someone, or doing something that gives us all three of those components. I think that will keep us out of, I think that will help us when we have those depressive emotions that, you know, race through our minds.
Well, it's pretty easy right now, and this is what I'm trying to prevent. It's pretty easy in it's pretty easy in society right now to have negative emotions. You know, I have to tell you, I've been involved in AA now for almost 3 months, and I have to say, some of the most happy, for lack of better terms, satisfied, inquisitive people who I have ever met are people who have the challenge of alcoholism. When you say, show me your... I can't remember.
Focus.
Show me your focus and I'll show you your future. That is very, very true within the alcoholic community. Chuck, always a pleasure. I'd like to chat with you again shortly. Stick around, ladies and gentlemen. We will be right back.